And now this is a dictation for Angela Van Steel, Diaz in Victor, A-N-S-T-E-E-L, February 9, 47. Address as a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, a follow-up for Mrs. Van Steel. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys bilateral, last visit in June. She is grieving the passing away of son with a brain cancer. Husband passed away 2 years ago. She is now in a small condominium. Weight loss from poor eating, denies vomiting dysphagia, has irritable bowel syndrome, alternating normal, loose, and hard without bleeding. No changes in urination, cloudiness of blood, presently no gross edema. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Takes no blood pressure medications. Today, blood pressure 126/68 on the right side. The skin, mucosal, lymph nodes, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities. No abdominal tender ascites, edema, or focal neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistries, October, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline for a GFR of 40, stage 3, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, hypertension, next number, blood pressure, presently normal, no medications. Next number, bilateral kidneys, small without obstruction. Next number, echocardiogram with reserve ejection fraction, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. All chemistries associated to kidney disease are stable, does not require intervention. Continue to monitor over time, come back on the next 6 to 9 months.